This is Twit.
Hey, know how Google gets you to pay attention while you're walking?
How?
Yeah, that's right. By rolling out a new feature, digital well-being. That's right.
Oh, okay.
Hoping we're all segueing at the same time. There's a new heads-up feature rolling out to beta users now for digital well-being that will detect when you are using your phone while walking around. So it will notify you to either watch your step, stay alert, or look up. And this will be aimed specifically at those who are walking distractedly. It's coming to Pixel phones first, according to XDA. And I have a feeling it's going to be a lot like the Android Auto, like, pay attention to the road. You shouldn't be using this right now. You're on Android Auto.
Watch out. You're about to step into a manhole.
Wouldn't that be great? Like, yeah. stairs incoming. Like, that would be something that I'd be down for.
No, I think this is, like, I can't tell you guys how many times, and I'm not proud of this fact, because I thought I was better than this, having lived in the city for 8 years. But I've been that girl that people shove out of the way because I'm, like, trying to find directions on my phone in, like, downtown San Francisco. Yeah, it's like, I've really upset people. So this is probably to help people like me be better members of society.
So
I wonder if it is actually going to be a lot like the Android Auto implementation, which is a safety pause. So there's like a ticker.
That's what I'm thinking. You,
yeah, I'd be down for that. And it's a safety pause. You can walk if you want to.
It's going
to
be so annoying. It's going to be like, okay, let me walk into this alleyway so I can wait for my phone to clear up, which I do anyway. Mm-hmm.
What is the winner between this feature telling you to look up and then Google's AR Maps navigation feature that requires you to hold your...
AR Maps is so cool, though. Like, it's actually a really fun implementation. Is it completely accurate? I can't really say. I used it, again, the first time that I actually used it was actually in Japan, and it was super useful there because it is one of the most confusing places to be, is Tokyo. So when you bring it up and it realizes that there are certain buildings around, it will just give you the actual, it's like a game. It'll give you the arrows in real time. I personally would use that all the time as opposed to something like Heads Up, but I feel like Heads Up is going to be like an innate layer that just kind of shows up no matter what. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think this is combat, like texting and walking, reading and walking. Oh my God. Reading and walking. Like,
people are weird. People make
odds. Just sit on a bench and read. You don't need to read and walk. Like, I know it's a good book.
you read on your time.
Like, I am not. I am looking forward to the world opening up again, but also not, because these things are going to bother me again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Google might save you. It might shame people into looking up. I'm just wondering if you've got both of those things on the same phone, which one's going to win out? You've got digital well-being telling you to put your phone down, AR and then you've got your maps telling you to hold it up.
Optional.
So. Interesting. Yeah. They can fight it
out. Optional. Because AR Maps is optional. So if it knows that you're going in that mode, obviously it's going to bypass the thing. But I you know,
maybe.
Digital well-being, heads up.
AR Maps sure also is a huge obvious. Battery hog. AR Maps is also a huge battery hog, so it's a little bit...
like all AR.
How good are you going to be getting to your destination when you don't even have your phone anymore? but the other thing I love is this. The other thing I love is this line here that it gives you this disclaimer. It says, "Use with caution. Heads up doesn't replace paying attention."
This is the world we live in. Thank you for the reminder.
It's so sad that we need to say that out loud.
For legal reasons, of course.
It's in there for a reason.
My gosh.
It's in there for a person.
My gosh.
There is at least one person in this world that'll read that and be like, Oh yeah.
I guess I can't sue Google if I run into a wall, because they warned me right here on the phone. Okay.
Thank you, Google.
Thank you, Google.
Props, Google.
I want the phone to yell at you. If the phone can yell at you and be like, "Hey, heads up."
Like, yeah, sound of, like an ear piercing alarm. Yeah.
Can I just tell you guys very quickly, we got a new vehicle for the family, and it has a camera that looks at you to see if you are looking forward or if you don't have your hands on the wheel and all this stuff. So this is what it's like reminding me of.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Our technology is becoming our nagging.
Instead technology. Of assistive driving, it's assistive walking. That's what they should market it as. I think that would go really well with the general public.
If you're wearing Pixel Buds, then you'll get a notice in each ear that tells you to step with that leg. You'll say right, left.
We think
right.
You'll really
that's
love
actually,
it.
That's actually a right. That's a pretty. Left. That's actually a pretty interesting idea, though. If you could, in all seriousness, if you could tie in subtle left-right audio cues to indicate direction when getting maps. You know, like when you're getting walking directions, like the pinging gets louder on the left side, meaning you should turn to the left. That could be an interesting use case.
Yeah.
Warmer, cold, yeah. Cold.
Yeah.
I like that you're turning that into a serious product, Ron.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, there you go, Google. There's a free product.
There you go.
A free idea.
Yeah. I would lose my mind if just the Google Assistant voice was like, you're getting warmer.
It's awesome.
Ding, ding, ding.